divine instruction. We will have now a tribute. Before you hear the preacher, we will have a tribute by the technology ministry director, Wayne Till, followed by a solo by the pastor's daughter, Angela. Amen.
Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
It's a humbling experience to be called to say words about the pastor, but I'm going to do it. What do you call a man that has multiple cell phones, uses a Mac computer, has an iPad, and a whole bunch of other gadgets? Some people may call him a geek and expect to see an ink pen holder in his shirt pocket. And since I'm also a techie, I guess some people would also consider me a geek. But what do you call a man that has all of those gadgets? I call him my pastor. And no, there is no ink pen holder in the shirt pocket, but there is a collar around the neck of a man that when you meet him, you know immediately he is a genuine lover of the Lord. Some people refer to him as Techno Pastor or Robo Rev. I like texting preacher, the texting preacher, because he can get a 20-word text out to 30 people in 10 seconds flat. I remember speaking with Reverend Armstrong on a rope line after a Sunday service some years ago. Yes, we used to have a rope line in a narthex. Now everybody just rushes up to the pulpit after the end of the service, and Reverend Armstrong never even gets a chance to make it to the narthex. Anyway, I was working as a network engineer for a cable company at the time. I was doing a lot of coast-to-coast traveling. During our conversation, I mentioned to Reverend Armstrong that it would be wonderful if I could do this type of work for the Lord. That is exactly what I'm doing today, and I'm doing it through my own company. Although I don't believe that Rev made my destiny, I do believe that he felt my ambition, genuinely cared, and helped to get my prayer through. A true prayer warrior can do that. Most people don't understand the blending of church and technology. They see screens and projectors covering the walls. Their purpose is to bring the service closer to you and enhance your participation. Rev also uses them as a teaching aid during his sermons. They do serve a purpose, but are far from making technology a ministry. I have worked with many pastors that don't understand how technology fits in the ministry, but thank God we have a pastor that does. One of the ways Reverend Armstrong uses technology is to communicate with the membership. This helps keep the congregation close together and aware of what's going on in the church. I am sure most of you have gotten a voice message or an email message from him. If you have not, then please make sure the front office gets your correct contact information. Everybody knows garbage in, garbage out. Some of you may have gotten text messages from him. I know that I have. I remember Rev texting me that he was going to email me some pictures from one of his four websites. And around 10 p.m., I received the first batch. About an hour later, I received another. I figured that that was it for the night, so I turned off my equipment and headed to bed. When I checked my email the following morning, I had another batch of photos that were sent at 2 a.m., one sent at 3:30 a.m., and the final batch arrived around 5 a.m. My first thought was, does this brother ever sleep? The Shiloh website makes this church a 24-hour global ministry, and I often look at the statistics from the site. Website stats tell you things like how many people visited your site, what time they were there, where they were from, and what they looked at. Anyone that studies statistics knows that there's a deeper meaning in the numbers. And although there are plenty of numbers and graphs to look through, you have to take a deeper look to find out why they came to your website. As I looked at the statistics, a couple things stood out to me. One thing I noticed is that we have almost as many visits in the middle of the night as we do during the day. I took a look at what the middle of the night folks were looking at and found that many of them were listening to or watching one of Rev's sermons. In the wee hours of the morning, our pastor was providing hope to someone that he may never know. Someone who needed the word in their time of trial and tribulation. Someone who needed to hear a comforting voice as they waited for the joy that was to come in the morning. Rev may never know that person's situation, but I believe he felt it. Another statistic that I took a look at was where people were located. Not only do we get visits from inside the United States, we get many visits from Europe, Africa, and Asia. I also saw some visits from Haiti and Afghanistan. I know there are Shiloh members who are serving or who have served in Afghanistan. So I looked at the stats and found the same thing. They were listening to or watching Rev's sermons. I visualized a soldier, perhaps as a Shiloh member, listening to God's words of encouragement to our pastor. That soldier may have been on the other side of the world, but our pastor was there with him. I doubt if our pastor knew it, but I believe he felt it. Even if he cannot be with you in person, Reverend Armstrong's desire to have his sermons available by way of the internet makes his prayers and teachings available to anyone in the world at any time of the day. Now that is what I call technology ministry. Yes, you need technology support, and we have a great and dedicated team that operates the cameras, captures the sound, displays the graphics, and prepares the website. But it is our pastor's word that makes it a ministry. I can't imagine when he has time to sleep, but I'm sure he gets at least a couple hours of Z's a day. And when he's up in the middle of the night, he's probably using the most quiet time of day to pray for us. When most people are asleep, he's out visiting hospitals, nursing homes, and families in need. Not because he has to, but because he has a genuine concern for the people that call him pastor. I know this because I have seen the 3 a.m. visit notes to my mother-in-law. He was there at the passing of my brother-in-law, and he eulogized my niece. And to think, he provides the same concern, prayer, and spiritual leadership to over 2,300 members of this church. And when you factor in the family time and all of the organizations and boards that he serves on, well, that doesn't leave much time for sleep. Many pastors can sing a great song, and all can say an uplifting prayer, and most wear a collar. But few compare in the love of Jesus Christ and their congregation that our pastor shows us in his daily walk. Only God and First Lady Melanie have the knowledge required to challenge his humility, integrity, and intellectual abilities. I don't want you to think that I believe Rev is not a human being. He is. But he's an exceptional one. I remember attending a married couples meeting. There were around 75 couples there. We stood in the circle, held hands, and prepared for prayer. Rev moved around the circle and stated everyone's name. To me, that's an exceptional human being. Not because he remembered everyone's name, but because he cares enough to remember their names. 12 years ago, Shiloh picked a pastor. I was not a member then, but I knew Reverend Woodson and the very large shoes that his replacement would have to fill. I read about Reverend Armstrong's appointment in a newspaper and wondered why he selected. Then I saw a picture of Reverend Woodson looking at Reverend Armstrong. It was as if I could see in his eyes that Reverend Woodson was telling us, this is the one. Now that I am a member, I have no doubt they picked the right one. Since then, the church has grown, but some good Christian soldiers have moved on to glory. Rev has implemented a vision for the next 10 years of his pastorship. The lay ministries are flourishing with activities, and executive ministries are compromising on decisions. I am certain that when he is not preaching to the angels, Reverend Woodson is looking down with pride at the accomplishments of this pastor and this church. And because we have a pastor with a vision towards the future, we are using technology to maintain a closer relationship with one another. But more importantly, we are using technology to share the works of this great church and the words of this great man of God with the world. God bless you, Reverend.